Welcome to The Weekly Option, the podcast for people interested in trading stock options. Each week, we cover trade ideas and opportunities in the stock market right now. Whether you're a beginner, a professional, or just curious about options, this is the show for you. Let's get started. Welcome to The Weekly Option. This is episode 196 on December the 10th, 2021. I'm your host, Eric, and in this week's show, we will cover the trades from last week on Ultra, VIX, Short-Term Futures, ETF, Lee Auto Inc., and Twitter, and we will discuss three new trades on New Oriental Education and Technology Group, ADR, Bank of America, and American Airlines. Now, it's always great to hear from listeners. If you have any questions about the trades presented here on the show or even about your own positions, feel free to email me. You can email questions to eric@theweeklyoption.com. That's E-R-I-C @theweeklyoption.com. I've also created a few videos to teach you all the basics of option trading that you'll need to know to be able to follow along with me on this show. You can visit our website and click on the videos tab to watch them, or visit the YouTube channel for The Weekly Option. Now, after 2 weeks of both indices declining, this week we're back in the green. The Dow Jones Industrial Average gained 1,390 points, closing the week at 34,970 points. The S&P 500 index grew 173 points, ending the week at 4,712 points. And now it's time for the topic of the week. And the topic of the week this week is the Texas Hedge. Now, I'll explain what that is in just a moment. Last weekend, I went to Los Angeles to celebrate the birthday of a good old friend of mine. And the following day, we went to dinner with his parents, and his dad and I started discussing options. I mentioned a couple of things about covered calls, and he thought I meant selling a call and buying a put. So, me being me, I grabbed a piece of paper and showed him that selling a call and buying a put both benefit from the same direction of movement in the underlying market. They don't hedge each other. They increase the size of one direction of the trade. They increase your risk. In fact, that position creates a synthetic short stock position. Now, if you own the stock against that, then depending on the strike prices and the amount of money you either paid or collected for putting on that synthetic short, you will either lock in a profit or a loss. So, the Texas hedge is what happens when you think you're hedging risk when in fact you're doubling down on your position. If you buy a put and sell a call option, that's a Texas hedge. If you buy a call and buy stock, that's also a Texas hedge. This is not a knock against my beloved home state, even though I learned the term when I worked in Chicago. It's the go big or go home mentality. You didn't hedge the position, you just doubled down. If you're ever confused about whether a position is a hedge, grab a sheet of paper and answer a few questions for each part of the trade. What happens if stock goes up? What happens if stock goes down? Then look at all the components, right? If they all move in the same direction, you've just created a Texas hedge and not a hedge for your position. So that's it. Avoid the Texas hedge unless you're meaning to go big or go home. So getting into the trade review for last week. Last week was our last week of trading December options, since at this point we're only 1 week away from expiration. And I mentioned that these trades were all high risk due to the shortened time frame, and they actually were. So that was a good warning. I hope you heeded. I certainly went in with caution, and the results of this week's show support that notion of going in with caution. So we'll start off with the covered call, looking at the ProShares Ultra Short-Term VIX Futures ETF. Symbol U as in uniform, V as in Victor, X as in X-ray, Y as in Yankee. Now, at the time the stock was trading for $23.50 per share, I looked at buying stock and selling the December 24 call at $3.95, which could give us a maximum possible return of 18.94% in 2 weeks. Well, the ultra short-term VIX futures ETF fell $8.62 this week, closing at $14.88 per share. The call option we sold fell $3.79, leading to a net loss of $4.83 per share. Now, you can buy in the call option and roll the strike lower down to the 15 strike in December, that would allow you to collect 97 cents and, you know, slightly reduce your immediate loss a bit. I would certainly follow that course of action, just taking a little more money. However, with 1 week left until expiration, I'd simply prepare for the loss on this trade. The market's turned back higher very significantly this week, and apparently there just isn't any more bad news left in the market. So this market is pushing higher again, and owning the VIX via an ETF just didn't pay off. As many of you know, or some of you may know, volatility tends to increase when there's uncertainty and the markets are falling lower. Apparently, there's no certainty in the market when the prices go up, so the VIX does come off. The VIX is a volatility index. So this trade was our first loss of the week. Our next trade last week was credit spread. We looked at Lee Auto Inc. It's an ADR as well, and that's Lee, symbol L as in Lima, I as in India. At the time, the stock was trading for $28.50 per share. I looked at selling the December 29-30 call spread at 35 cents, which could give us a maximum possible loss of 65 cents per spread. Well, shares of Lee Auto grew $3.96, closing the week at $32.46 per share. The out of the money call spread that we sold is now in the money and is pricing at full value, which we expected, right? It's only 1 week left to expiration. Now, this will lead to our full loss of 65 cents per spread at this point. I would not sell a put spread against this because there just isn't enough premium to make it worthwhile. You could even close the call spread completely and then sell an iron condor with a little bit better spread pricing. But the problem is still that you might end up making like 35 cents for selling the iron condor, but you open yourself up to the possibility of losing another 65 cents this upcoming week. So I personally would either close the trade or just hold on to it and see if markets come off early in the week. You never know what's going to happen. And that would allow the trade possibly to expire out of the money. But at this point, the trade is in the money. You are looking at the full loss of 65 cents. So you don't want to create another trade that can add to your loss. Sometimes it's best to just take the loss and go ahead and walk away if you're going to put this sort of trade on. And our final trade from last week is a debit spread. And let me just take a side note and just say it pains me to have, I hate losing, and I hate reporting losses. And on a week like this past week, when the markets came back pretty strongly, I did exactly the opposite. I made trades that really benefited if the market continued to slide on off, and they've come back with a vengeance. So we'll adjust this week. So our debit spread from last week was on Twitter, Twitter Inc., symbol T as in Tango, W as in Whiskey, T as in Tango, R as in Romeo. And at the time, the stock was trading for $42.07 per share. I looked at buying the December 43-42 put spread for 65 cents, which could give us a maximum gain of 35 cents, which would be a 53.85% return in 2 weeks. Well, Twitter stock gained $3.49 per share, closing the week at $45.56 per share. The in-the-money put spread that we bought is now completely out of the money. The spread can be bought back in, which would lock in a 55-cent loss on the week. Now, you could certainly close the trade and enter an iron condor to try to collect some more premium to offset the losses. But once again, you would also be increasing the amount of additional money you could lose on this trade. So it's just not worth it over the next week. I would strongly consider closing the trade and walking away after a tough week and just preparing for the January trades that we're going to dive into this week and ongoing. So that's it for the trade review. All of the new trades this upcoming week and for the next few weeks we'll use the January 21st expiration for monthly options in January. I didn't like the pricing on several of the trades that I'm looking at for this week's podcast. Hopefully things will improve when the market opens on Monday. And let me just say as a side note for this past week, even though this show, the format is that I trade week over week and I give you guys pricing week over week. It's like Friday to Friday, giving you a chance to look at prices over the weekend. The reality of it is you need to manage your positions, all of your positions, Monday through Friday. These are not passive trades, so always be active. If you see the markets rallying back and you're short call spreads, you might consider buying them in. If you're long put spreads, like we were last week, and the market is rallying back with a vengeance, I mean, all of these companies were up higher, you don't have to hold these trades week over week. You can exit out early. You can add or take away options, so you sort of change the risk that you have. You can turn call spreads into butterfly spreads. You can turn them into iron condors or put spreads. There's all sorts of things, if you understand options, that you can do with these positions. So don't ever think that I hold them week over week. I really hate losing money, so I will exit a trade on Monday afternoon, even after I put it on Monday, if it doesn't look like the market is still in support of my original trade thesis, right? So if your trade thesis proves to be wrong on day one, day two, whenever it is, you know, definitely change your trades so that you always protect the amount of capital, the capital you have in your account. You work too hard for your money, so you have to protect it at all costs, all right? That's it for this week on that. Let's dive into the new trades. So we're going to start off with the covered call on New Oriental Education and Technology Group, Inc. It's an ADR. Symbol E is in Echo, D is in Delta, U is in Uniform. The stock ended the week at $2.30 per share. I'm looking at buying stock and selling the January 2.5 call at 20 cents, which gives us a maximum return of 17.39% in 6 weeks. Now, you enter this trade by buying stock for $2.30 and concurrently, or right after that, selling the January 2.5 call at 20 cents. This trade makes the most money if stock prices finish above $2.50 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $2.10. And in real terms, the stock purchase would require $230 and you'll collect $20 for selling the option. Our next trade on the week is going to be a credit spread on Bank of America. You guys, if you've listened to the show, you've heard me turn back to this company a lot because I like the way the trades are priced. It's highly liquid, and I just like trading Bank of America. It's always, not always, but most of the time it treats me well. So this week I'm looking at a credit spread. Stock ended, this is Bank of America, symbol B as in Bravo, A as in Alpha, C as in Charlie. The stock ended the week at $44.52 per share. I'm looking at selling the January 44.43 put spread at 34 cents, and that can give me a maximum possible loss of 66 cents per spread. Now you enter this trade by selling the January 44 put at $1.36. and concurrently buying the January 43 put for $1.02. This is a credit spread because we are selling the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $44 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $43.66. And in real terms, you'll collect $34 per spread that you sell and have $66 at risk. And then our final trade for this week is a debit spread. We're looking at American Airlines, symbol A as in Alpha, A as in Alpha, L as in Lima. The stock ended the week at $18.01 per share. I'm looking at buying the January 17-18 call spread for 62 cents, and that can give us a maximum gain of 38 cents, or that would be a 61.29% return in 6 weeks. Now you enter this trade by buying the January 17 call for $1.85 and concurrently selling the January 18 call at $1.23. This is a debit spread because we are buying the spread, and this trade makes the most money if stock prices expire above $18 per share. The break-even price on this trade is $17.62, and in real terms, you'll pay $62 to enter the spread, and your maximum gain is $38 per spread. So that's it for this week's show. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for sharing. Thanks for all the emails too. I'm behind and getting back to some of you guys, but It's coming soon. I hope to have some time this weekend to respond. And as always, I hope you guys are having a wonderful weekend and happy trading.
Thank you for listening to the Weekly Option Podcast. Please subscribe to our show and visit us at www.theweeklyoption.com. Disclaimer, there is a very high degree of risk involved in trading. The indicators and strategies described in this podcast are for educational purposes only and should not be construed as investment advice. For our full disclaimer, visit our website at www.theweeklyoption.com.